B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's Friday. For some folks, it was a short week, right?
Yes.
Martin Luther King on Monday, if you had that off.
It's so much easier to work 4 days than five. I mean, I know that's
oh my God.
Obvious.
I know it's a throwback, but Johnny Carson, that was his last deal. He wanted to work 4 days a week.
Oh, right?
Yeah, Tuesday through Friday. Not bad.
That's a good fantastic, idea. Actually.
Better agent than
I'm going to write
have.
That down.
Oh, yeah. Better agent. Okay. So, Neil Diamond is 79. So, you always talk about these throwback artists. And Brian pointed out that yesterday, my dog Shiloh had a fifth birthday.
So, yeah. Great Neil Diamond song.
Remember that Neil Diamond song?
Yeah. Yep.
Shiloh when I was young.
I have a cousin named Shiloh.
I used to call your name.
So good. Brian, that's great.
I love Neil Diamond.
Do you do, not on command, but maybe down the road, would you do Sweet Caroline? Is that something that's in your wheelhouse?
I don't know.
No, because I hate that song because of the Red Sox.
Okay, all right, fine. it's a little overplayed.
Shiloh starts deep.
Yeah.
So I think that's what
Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Band is my jam.
That's a great
song. One of my favorite Neil Diamond songs.
Deep cut.
You want to get a little
song.
Bit?
No.
No, hang on to that.
I don't want to ruin it.
So, all right. You know what was ruined was my dog Shiloh's fifth birthday party last night. Carolyn said, look.
You have parties for your dog?
It's a momentous. It's five.
Well, the kids are out of the house now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically it.
All right. Five.
We're empty nesting.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to go. I was out about doing some errands. And she said, why don't you pick up a couple of hamburgers for the dogs for the birthday treat? Okay?
That's nice.
She said, no pickles or onions. Just tell them to hold those. So, no problem. Fine. So I get two. I come home. She's cutting up one. And she did it like a pie. You know what I mean? Just so. And there's one for one of the pups. And then she's cutting the second one and says, you know, there's pickles in this. I said, well, you can take them out. She goes, she opens it up, and it doesn't have a hamburger in it.
Oh, no.
Just the bun.
Are you serious?
I was, yes.
That is, that's, can you that's like a terrorist attack.
Well, that's what I thought.
That is just like out of Good Burger, which I was just watching this week.
Oh, my God. That is
give me
terrible.
A burger with nothing on it. Here you go.
That's what happened, right?
That is the most surprising turn of events. Plot twist.
There was a plot twist.
Where'd you get the burger? Like at a fast food? Okay, just that's what I want to
say. I'm in trouble.
Right. Now, here's fast food.
What would you do? Burger joint 5 miles away.
Okay, first of all, I would have said, I wonder why that happened. Did they think I said pickles only? That seems strange.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so I'd want to get to the bottom of it.
I got one right.
Okay, I would probably just blow it off.
Yeah, it was for the dog.
Yeah.
If it was my dinner, I might go back.
I called.
You did?
Called the fast food restaurant?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, do they have phones?
Well, I was hoping that they would deliver.
Oh, God.
Right,
you
like
really
door,
do live in a
very... A DoorDash or something.
Yeah,
I thought maybe if I
You thought that the fast food restaurant would deliver a burger to you.
Well, or a couple.
We'll run that right over for you, Mr. Bronson.
You really expect a lot from people these days, don't you?
Yeah, that's what Carolyn said. She goes, listen, I don't want to upset Ramon coming... That was his name. To the house.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't want Ramon dropping up. And you don't want to eat. I go, for the dogs.
Yeah, did you tell him it was for your dog?
No, I didn't.
Listen, I ordered a burger for my dog, and it came.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine the guy pulling up to your house and being like, I cannot believe that I have to do this for his dog.
They wouldn't do it. But they said, look, you know, come in anytime, sir. Ask for Ramon. And we'll give you a whole meal. I'm like, oh, okay, Ramon.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my poor Ramon went home last night. And you're like, you know, you won't even believe what this guy called for.
I thought they had DoorDash, Uber Eats.
No, you have to pay for that. Fine. That's not them.
Never works out.
Oh,
really.
God.
Sorry,
we're going to have to go through this.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, brought to you by Riviera University Online. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
You know how yesterday we were talking about movies that make us cry?
Yeah.
Well, I dove deep into why we set ourselves up for that. Why do we watch sad movies?
Why do you know?
Well, like, why would you want to cry?
Why? Yeah. Why? All right, you'll tell us why.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian?
All right, it's NHL All-Star Weekend, and they've added a new element to the skills competition that's on tonight.
Where is, do we know where it is?
It's somewhere.
Okay. All right. And, it's a very special day today. You know, yesterday was National Pie Day. We didn't even mention
I know.
We didn't even have pie.
I didn't have pie yesterday.
Well, today's another national day. I'll tell you about that. This could even be nicer.
Okay.
Very nice.
Nicer than Pi Day?
It could be. All right. Oh, earn a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from career-focused programs in business, nursing, psychology, public health, and more. Degrees feature expert faculty, generous transfer credit options, and academic excellence. Get started at RivieraRadio.com.
Okay. So, like, you're one of these people who watches a movie over and over again, and you know it makes you cry.
Yeah.
You know it does. Like, my husband will walk in and be like, why do you watch this movie if you know it makes you cry? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Well, now I know. There are four reasons people like movies that make them cry. One, sad movies let people experience emotions. So if you're dead inside, this is a way to, like, awaken your inner, like, you know, emotional IQ.
Yeah.
They create a sense of empathy and bonding with the characters. It makes you feel like you're connected, and that's a human experience.
Uh-huh.
This is the reason I watch most television, especially reality television. The story often results in people feeling better about their own lives.
Oh.
Like, there's an appreciation, like, oh, my God, if that happened to me. And then you, like your family a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it can release oxytocin and other endorphins, which is way better than running.
Right.
So
you'd rather have a good cry.
Yeah, I'd rather have a good cry.
Well, I know it's not movies, but why do I like this guy so much?
What was the bizarre reason?
Date
Here's
line.
Why. Like, why? I think it has the same sort of idea.
Yeah.
You want to connect to somebody. Mm. You want to feel better about yourself. Mm. You want to think your life is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm alive, so that's
good. Yes. Okay. Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yes, I am. Most of Keith's people are.
No, they're not.
Well.
Yeah, they're
not. Someone's getting his honker.
You feel like you're a good citizen when you
Maybe
watch that.
Maybe that's why.
That's what it is.
I would not do that.
Okay.
All right, good to know. Brian Bell.
All right, well, it's NHL All-Star Weekend, and I had to look it up because I didn't know. It's at the Enterprise Center, which is in St. Louis.
Yeah.
All right, so it's fun. Tonight at 8 o'clock on NBCSN starts the skills competition, which is really cool. They do fastest skater, hardest shot, all that, you know, regular stuff. But they've added a competition this year, and our very own Pasta, David Pastrnak, will be in it. It's called the Shooting Stars Competition, and what they're going to do is they have a platform, an elevated platform, and it's a trick shot competition. I think we have the gang from Dude Perfect to thank for this because it's a trick shot competition. There's a platform behind the goal about 30 feet above the ice surface up in the stands.
Okay.
And they're going to have to shoot at a variety of targets on the ice, and each target has different point values. And, you know, it'll
That's
be kind
cool.
of a fun sniper competition from the stands. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, because you're going to see the skill. I mean,
right.
The skill, that's what's cool about that.
Yeah, but it'll be live. Like, those trick shots, it's amazing when they do them.
So. Wonder, like, what makes them great, so great that they're at that level?
Yeah.
There'll be a way of finding out, right?
So, that'll be fun.
LBF, please, settle
down.
I know.
I'm like, I heard, like,
Sunday.
Hockey.
Yeah, I know.
I heard pasta, and I'm like, what?
Oh,
and then I was like, oh.
Then you heard the knock.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Pasta. Knock. Okay. All right. Hey, today is National Compliment Day, where you would pay somebody at work or friend or family a compliment. So keep that in mind today. All right. So just if someone does a good deed, don't let it go punished.
Yeah.
Say something nice and compliment.
Just out of nowhere is good.
So I would just think about doing that today.
Nice.
Yeah, just do it whenever.
Oh, yeah, you look great in that color.
Oh, I feel like you're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a lovely. See, I can't do it, Bob. I can't do it.
No, that was
she just
tough.
Won't let me.
Yeah,
she well, you know what? That would be a day.
Yeah. So go ahead. Anything
accept
you'd like
a compliment.
To say to Brian or me today?
I'll think about it.
Oh, she's got all day.
I got all day, right? Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, well.
I'll call you at midnight.
Pay me a compliment, Melvin.
Oh, boy.
I need one. Quick. You have no idea how much what you just said hurt my feelings.
A compliment is something nice about somebody else.
A compliment is something nice about somebody else.
That's not good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to like pepper you with compliments all morning.
That'd be nice. I'll do the same. Would you like a compliment?
I guess. I feel funny.
Would you like a physical compliment or a persona compliment?
I'd like a persona one because I feel like physical could be an HR situation.
No. No, I've written them down. I mean,
you've written some down?
I've sent them through HR.
Okay.
HR approved compliments. Yes, okay.
I can say she has nice eyes.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I can. Nice.
Oh, thanks.
Bluish eyes.
Bluish? They're really blue. Bluish. Get it right, Bob. Okay,
fine. I didn't know you were bluish.
All right. I just had the rest of the list.
Right.
HR. All right. I tried. All right.
Your eyes are up here, Bob.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It's a pair of pretty eyes. All right. Anyway, it's 6:27. We need to revisit what I mentioned earlier in the show, very much earlier. You think I'm crazy, LBF, because I ordered two fast food burgers for my dogs. One of them had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
I get home after the drive-thru, right?
I think you're crazy one for that.
Okay.
All right,
For buying my dog a hamburger?
Yeah.
That's nice.
You should have seen them. They love...
He doesn't have a dog.
I don't have a dog. Right? I know.
It was $2 for two. I get home because Carolyn said, no pickles or onions. So I did that request. That's probably what screwed things up.
Right. But you know what? Once you mess with an order,
I shouldn't have messed
with it.
It's
all on
you. We should have taken our own pickles. I get home, and only one, and she's cutting them up for the dogs, and only one of the hamburgers has a burger in it. The other was the bun.
With a pickle and onions in it?
So I immediately got to call these people. Maybe they'll deliver, Uber Eats or something, right? Maybe they'll just drop off the burger for my dog. And Carolyn said, you're crazy.
No. Like,
you're not going to ask them to bring you a $1 hamburger.
Right, exactly.
But it was for the dogs.
I know it was for the dogs, but it's so funny what gets you heated. Like, you're a really calm person.
Right.
But if somebody denies you a $1 hamburger, you're like, someone must pay!
Exactly. So what would Dave do?
Dave would just... He would be complain.
Yeah.
And then he'd eat the bun with the pickle on it.
Exactly.
He'd look for a
It would be very easy. Oh, well. Jeez. Yeah, just add a little more ketchup.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm glad my wife put the brakes on me.
I'm so glad, too.
The guy would
Because this guy, like, working at a fast food joint, pulls up to what I'm sure is a very lovely home in the suburbs. And it's like,
hamburger.
You know, and this guy enters the door all messed up and heated, like, give me my burger.
All right, so I'm going to leave you with this.
Okay.
We'll move fast. So I did call. Because I thought maybe they could deliver.
You wait a minute. You did.
I did. So Ramon said, "Hey, listen, sir, we don't deliver, but you stop by anytime, we'll give you a whole meal." So I got that going.
It's almost like you have you're a grifter.
did they sound shocked when they answered the phone? I feel like no one calls them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I can't believe they even had a phone.
I know.
Like, what's that noise?
Exactly.
What's that noise?
Stop. Is it an alarm?
Yeah.
Something burning?
All right.
No, it's Bob.
You want to do five calls? All right.
Says it all? Are you right or wrong?
No. Would you? Now, I have a free meal waiting for me, Ramon said.
Okay.
Would you ever go get that free meal?
Would you walk in there?
Yeah.
Would you pull up in your nice car and be like, hey, Ramon.
Yes.
I'm the guy you stiffed on the burger. Where's my meal?
I plan on doing that.
You are?
Yeah, probably next week.
I need video.
You should do it on Facebook Live.
I really don't think you should do it.
You don't think I should?
No.
All right.
Oh, I think you should.
Ramon?
I mean, I want you to do it for, entertainment value, but in general, I would never do it.
You want to see what our listeners say?
I really do.
All right, five calls says it all. The first five, we'll see.
Okay.
888-410-1057.
Okay.
All right, let's see. All right, what do you got?
I've got... I want everyone to listen to this clip, and we're going to get it in a minute. What is Julianne Hough doing when you hear this sound?
Yeah.
So we're going to play the clip in, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, this crazy sound.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know what happened to that girl.
Really strange.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. You want to do this, Julie? I mean, Julie's on the phone.
LBF. It's my sister.
Yeah. No,
too.
No, no.
All right.
Wait a minute. So we did five calls, says it all.
Yep.
Five listeners said they would go back.
I know.
From what, I mean, people have had the manager's manager on the phone over onion rings.
People get very, very aggressive about food.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
Our food aggression.
So our own midday host, Julie Devereaux, called with a similar situation. Right?
What's up, Julie?
I got food screwed yesterday, too.
Food screwed. I like
wow.
that. Yeah, we got food screwed. What happened?
I went to a bakery in Millis, and I picked up, and I asked for three things, a bacon cheddar scone, a cinnamon muffin, and this chocolate coconut thing, and I figured when I got home, I would after my supper, I would have the chocolate coconut dessert. I opened the box, and it's not in there.
Oh.
And it was too late to call the place, and it's all the way in Millis, and I live in Hanson, so I'm still pissed off about it.
Are you going to call this morning?
Are you going to call?
Yes. Yes, I am.
See?
Yes,
all
I
right.
am.
Have it.
Yeah.
Well, see, the
just
see.
To say you forgot.
I feel like that's legit because of price one. Point. Your price point is too ridiculous,
what,
Bob
it has
Bronson.
To do with it. It is,
see,
it
is this is the funny thing. It has
rendered.
Nothing to do with money. It's
no.
the customer service
it's
value. He
rendered.
Just feels like a wrong needs to
yeah.
be righted.
Mm-hmm. I want to know if you do go back and get the burger, Bob.
Yeah.
Are you going to give it to your dog?
Now, we'll have to see now, Brian. Let's not get crazy now.
Good luck today, Julie.
If it makes it home.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
See you in a bit.
Let us know how that goes, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
See you at 10. Bye. Not just me. So there you have it. Yes, it's for the dogs. I promise.
That thing's never going to see a dog's mouth.
You.
Well, tune in next week to find out. Okay. All right. It's Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Boston RV and Camping Show. All right.
Okay. I'm going to play this for you. Mm-hmm. Play this sound for you. I want you to figure out what Julianne Hough is doing.
Okay.
Here's the sound.
Yeah.
There's always a huge dissipation of energy and a feeling of relief, release. Expression of emotion may happen when the system moves, when energy that was stored or bound up in the muscles begins to dissipate.
What was that?
Whoa.
Well, use your imagination.
Well,
it wasn't an exorcism.
No.
It was this weird energy healing thing that Julianne Hough was demonstrating in Davos, which is some sort of weird energy healing thing going on there. And she, the guy who is performing this sort of energy-like Reiki on her
uh-huh.
is John Amaral. He's a chiropractor who is on the fifth
okay.
is on the fifth episode of Goop Lab.
Uh-huh.
Which the Gwyneth Paltrow
yeah.
snake
okay.
oil salesman
no
thing.
More.
And oh, did I say that
whoops,
out loud?
No,
oh,
no,
he also tours with Tony Robbins.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Anyway, what he does is he manipulates energy fields around the body. Mm. I'll bet.
Yeah. All right, she's lying on a
massage table.
Bed. Yeah,
and
a
she's
table.
Face down.
Mm. Fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Unfortunately.
And he doesn't touch her. Really, but his hands are like on top of her, and then it's honestly the way it looks, and I'm just going to describe it very
okay.
quickly.
Yep.
Is like he all that energy field around it looks like he's pulling some energy out of her butt. I'm not even kidding. It just that's
yep.
yes,
yeah. okay,
like and almost like the way
that's
that
weird.
If you've ever seen an exorcism, like on The Exorcist,
yeah,
like you know they
that's
put,
what it was.
Yeah,
she was writhing and.
Yeah. Yes. So she
you know,
says
you know what I mean.
It's
well, I know
kinergy.
What you mean, Bob.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
This is why I'm like Julianne Hough, you've officially become Hollywood. Like,
okay, what did she say?
She said she had childhood trauma trapped in her foot.
Okay. In her foot?
Because, you know, that happens. Wow. Like a pebble in your shoe.
Wow. Oh, snatch pebble from my foot.
And so she said that this Kinergy is her new collective focus on body positivity. Mm. And with this guy, she says, I feel so much more liberated on the inside that I can speak my truth clearly, stand in my power, and not feel overtaken by emotion. My God. My mind and I are free inside to be myself.
So nice on the outside, but so weird on the inside. Julianne Hough. What a...
Like a...
okay.
Like a peanut M&M.
Exactly. I always think of Boston cream pie, because it looks like a donut, and then I'm like, oh, what's this inside? She's the Boston cream pie of celebrities.
She is the Boston cream pie.
Ew.
So
yeah,
nice
so
on
I just
outside.
Wanted to play that, and I wanted to end. You can catch this guy on the 5th episode of Goop Lab, which is on Netflix, which is the Gwyneth Paltrow ridiculousness that I'm going to watch.
Oh, boy.
Binge watch when it comes out. I think this weekend.
Yeah. You got it? You done?
That's it. I'm done.
That's good.
I'm done, just like Julianne Hough.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Definitely.
Play that again. Play the tape again.
No, you don't. Why not? Okay, Julianne.
I want that to be my ringtone.
Oh, God.
That would be cause for divorce. Dave would throw your butt. That's it. He'll never call you again. All right. It's Friday. That means it's dating disasters today. So I thought we'd go with this little bit of a theme just to kind of, you know, prime the pump, so to speak. So how about if we go with a first date disaster that your friends set you up with? Okay. So you're set up on a date with friends that they thought this person was perfect for you. Not so much.
It's happened to me a couple of times.
Okay.
And I end up getting mad at my friends.
That's right. That's the way they go. All right. So phone lines are open for dating disasters. 888-410-1057. So again, let's try to go with that theme.
Okay.
A really bad setup that a friend thought would be perfect for you.
We have a good prize, too, right?
Awesome. We got a $100 gift card to Scampo at the Liberty Hotel.
That place is cool.
It looks amazing. $100 to go with the best dating disaster.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you. It's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good, because I'd find you.
All right. It's Dating Disaster Friday. So today's theme, if we, you know, you don't always have to, you know, call with one of these events, but it might kind of spur old memories on.
Yeah.
So today we're going with bad setups.
Yeah.
All right, just to kind of get the...
Like, I know a guy you should go out with.
Yeah. And that hardly ever works out. All right, who's up first?
Patty? You got Patty.
All right, Patty, let's hear your dating disaster.
My neighbor across the street, she was 30. She was divorced. And she had a guy that she was seeing that was coming into town, and he was bringing a friend. I was 17 at the time. So supposedly this friend was 19. So she set me up. We went out on a blind date, double date. I was with them. And we were getting along really great, and he started talking to me about his 3-year-old son, and it turns out he was 23.
And you were 17.
And I was 17, and that just kind of abruptly ended the whole thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait for it to be over with, and I never saw him again.
No. I mean, let's get the basics right. Friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
23 and a kid. I'm 17.
I'm 17.
Whoa. Yeah, I was a baby.
You were. God.
You could have been the babysitter.
I could have been.
That's a bad setup, Patty.
Oh, oof. My God.
All good now?
Yeah, all good.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate it, okay? All right. Bye, Patty.
Bye.
All right, so, John, let's see. Today, one of the things we're looking for are dates that were set up by friends. Let's hear yours.
Well, I had friends who lived in Northborough. I lived in Brooklyn at the time, but... So I was in. I was asked if I could take one of their friends and a mutual, not wasn't a friend of mine at the time, to a prom.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fixed up to go take this woman to the prom who just recently broke up with her boyfriend. You know, I travel all the way to Northborough, and at the time I'm just 18. I rent the limousine. I get the flowers. I get the tux, the whole nine yards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, so here I am, I'm off to the prom.
Mm-hmm.
So I met the woman, the young woman.
So you hadn't seen her?
No, I've never seen her before.
Okay.
You know, kind of a blind date sort of thing, last minute. And so we get to the prom, and we're sitting there at the table with a group of people.
How'd she look, John?
She was very attractive, actually.
Okay.
She was very attractive, I gotta give her that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there, and about 15 minutes or so, she kind of gets up and says, excuse me. So I'm sitting there for a good 10, 15, 20 minutes, and I'm thinking, what the heck's this all about? So I kind of got up and walked around a little bit, and then I found her kind of in an off kind of like area of the hall, and she was with this guy, and it happened to be her ex-boyfriend. So there I am, sitting in this room with an empty chair next to me, kind of throughout the remaining of the prom, quite embarrassed, of course.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even your prom.
No, it wasn't.
Did you take the corsage back?
No.
No? Okay. Did you give her a ride home?
No. Actually, I left on my own.
Good for you.
Did you do the Tom Hanks thing where you go out, you know, like in Big, through the top of the limo while you were driving home in the limo all by yourself?
That is sad, John.
Yeah, no, that didn't, no, that didn't work out.
God,
that is sad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, have things worked out since then? All good?
Yeah, actually, I'm married, got children, and not to her, obviously.
No,
but yeah,
wouldn't have guessed. Nope.
Happily married, yep.
Thank you, John, for sharing. Sorry about that. Not a good memory.
She's probably divorced and lonely.
Yeah. She was probably left.
Nice.
All right, thanks. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
So we have Nancy on the phone. Morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. All right, so you were set up on a date a few years ago.
Yeah, quite a few years ago. And so they're all telling me, oh, he's tall, dark, and handsome. They can't wait. So we go to the club. We get there. I'm like, where is he? They say he's behind the bar. So I see this guy behind the bar. He's a bartender. He looks great. And I'm like, that's him? They're like, no. I'm like, no. I'm like, well, he's the only one behind the bar. They said, well, turn around. He's right behind you. I'm like, oh, okay. So I turn around, and I look straight ahead. I don't see anything. But then I look down. I see a gentleman. He's about maybe 4 foot five, six, seven. I don't know. He's a midget.
Oh, gosh.
So,
you can't say that.
I don't think he can.
So I said, okay, guys, you know, here I am, five, six and a half. I'm like, all right, how do you do? And I was pleasant, and he was pleasant, and I didn't want to be a jerk, you know, because I wasn't that kind of person. So I continued the evening with him, and we had a great time. It was extremely awkward and uncomfortable, not for him, but for me.
Mm.
He was rather aggressive, which was even more uncomfortable. But
really?
Must have
been a
to,
South Pole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, my God, Brian.
What? I think it's good
it
she didn't
bad.
Cut the date short. She
stuck
through it.
Yeah.
I can't
I
even.
Want to be cruel. I didn't want to be
that
cruel.
That was nice.
No, that's...
Said, you know,
was he handsy?
Yeah, so the end of the evening, I said, this is kind of... Huh?
He was kind of handsy kind of guy, you're saying? Aggressive?
Yeah, very handsy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, you know... You get the height range, you can figure it out. So
when he
was
hands-on,
you know, and I kept on redirecting him, and then I said, you know, this isn't going to work. I it's not because of anything except for the fact that I don't like aggressive men. So I let it go with that, and he said, oh, I can respect that. I said, okay, and I let it go, and then I left the place, and my girlfriend's like, so do you like him? I'm like, I'm going to kill every single one of you. Don't talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I think, like, yeah, you know, it's always a little strange when I think women are, like, set up when somebody's a little smaller than you. I mean, I won't date anybody whose jeans I can't wear because they're too small. So there's, but, like, you know.
Yeah, let me think about that for
yeah,
a minute.
Really. Okay. I know. It's a thing. Right. And so,
you're safe.
But you might not be. I'm going to kill you, Brian Bell. But aggressive, like, that's the thing. Like, you can overlook a lot of things, but if the guy's aggressive on a first date, that's where you're like,
oh,
thanks a lot.
You know, I mean, I was 22, and 22, you like to have, you know, you want to be interested, but he was beyond that. I was just like, he was more excited than I was. And
they always are.
Yeah, it sounds
that's the problem.
Short guys? Or?
Any guy.
Oh, okay. Any guy is more excited than you.
All right, Nancy, what are you doing these days?
That's the rule.
Nice.
How tall is your husband? Yep, you.
The one I'm with now, he's 5'8".
He's right in the ballpark.
Yeah.
He's not,
I'm not tall.
Not tall.
We've been together I'm not married. We've been together for 24 years.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
I'm not married.
Not sure about him?
Yeah, you're not sure. Yeah.
She's not as excited as he is.
Waiting for a six-footer?
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy, thanks for sharing.
Thanks,
that's a great story and a terrible setup. I don't know what your friends were thinking.
Wow.
You know, she's literally a foot taller than the date.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's okay. It's the aggressiveness that
Oh, really?
I think
everything else was good?
I think that you got to give people a chance, yeah. Bob.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll turn the mic off. You can say what you're
going to 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say? John's our guy today?
I think he deserves a dinner.
John, you there?
For spending all that money.
Yes, I am. Yes.
All right. So we've decided that your date disaster was just sad. I could just picture you in your nice powder blue tux.
I know.
Right?
Really?
Ruffled shirt. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. Velvet bow tie.
All by himself.
All by himself. Right. In a limo going back home, right?
Well, that little Brajol was with her old boyfriend.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whatever happened to her? Do we know?
I'm sorry?
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know, but I was thinking where you're saying I won. I was going to try to look her up and see if she's interested in going out to dinner.
We can leave her right there and go talk to your wife.
Yeah, I'll leave before it comes time to pay the bill.
Yeah,
there you go. Pay back. We
know. I know. Revenge.
Hey, John.
Cold.
John, we got a good. How about this for you? And what's your wife's name?
Linda.
Linda, you and Linda, $100 gift card to Scampo. At the Liberty Hotel, legendary chef Lydia Shire's Italian-inspired restaurant at the Liberty Hotel. Sound good?
Great. I appreciate it. Sounds great.
They got Italian dishes, homemade pastas, pizzas. Menu features creative dishes infused with Mediterranean and Middle Eastern flavors. For full menus and info, go to ScampoBoston.com. You know what Scampo means in Italian, John?
No.
It's escape. And that's what you did.
Yes.
You escaped that girl.
All coming together.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
You tell Linda that you scampoed out of there.
Right.
Found her.
Sounds
all
great.
All right, John, hang on. There you have it. Dating disasters for it. Good. They never work out. You tell me.
Have you ever been set up and it was bad?
It was just the girl was very, very attractive, but the personality wasn't there. She had no sense of humor. And I was like, you're really nice, but there was no chemistry there whatsoever.
Really?
So we dated like a year.
Oh, yeah, right. She was great arm candy.
Yeah, great
right, exactly. I'm like,
out.
I get it now.
A solid year. Wow. Straighten out. Didn't work out.
Needs and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right, our player today is Anne-Marie Beauparlant. Did I say that right, Anne-Marie?
Yes, you did, beautifully.
Thank you. You know what? If I can make an observation, when your name is Anne-Marie, you don't need a middle name. Am I right?
I actually don't have a middle name.
Bingo.
Wow.
Come on now.
Do you need a middle name anyway? Is it like...
Well, but, you know, if your name's Anne-Marie, then...
Yeah, then you
don't need it.
Right there. Hey, how about Marianne?
Again, you don't need one.
Okay, all right. The Rules of Middle Names by Bob Bronson.
Well, when your name is two first names, I mean, it seems to, you know, you don't necessarily need another one.
You got to get out more often.
All right, Anne-Marie. This is where we loosen you up, soften you up, get you relaxed. All right, you know how it works. You've met LBF over there. Isn't she fun?
She is fun.
She's fun. All right.
She's very fun.
Every day. She's so fun. Okay. Here's how it's going to go. She's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. What happens if you get them all right, Anne-Marie?
I win $1,000.
You got it. All right.
Oh, this is great.
All right, ready to play. If you are not sure, say pass. We'll get back to it as soon as we can. Here we go.
What color is the Oscar statue?
Gold.
What city is Mardi Gras held in?
New Orleans.
What does Joan Crawford hit her daughter with in the movie Mommy Dearest?
A wire hanger.
What does the F in FBI stand for?
Federal.
Eli Manning played for what football team?
Oh my God. Pass.
Monaco is the most densely populated country in the world. True or false?
False.
Which fairy tale character slept for 20 years?
Sleeping Beauty.
What number is indicated by the Roman numeral D?
Pass.
Who was the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Actress in 1929?
Oh, pass.
Okay, Eli Manning played for what football team?
Houston Oilers. Oh.
What number is indicated by the Roman numeral D?
50.
Who was the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Actress in 1929?
Oh, Butterfly McQueen.
Oh. That was a guess. Oh, that was she was in Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Well, I counted four. What'd she got, LBF?
She got four.
Four, right. What'd she miss?
All right, here we go. Those were a great job, by the way.
Yeah.
Eli Manning played for the New York Giants.
His dad played for the Oilers, though.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Half a point. Half a point.
Ding, ding.
Monaco is the most densely populated country in the world. That's true.
Yeah, you said
and it's
false.
Filled with rich, good-looking people.
There you go.
So plan your next vacation. No, I've never. They don't let me in. Which fairy tale character slept for 20 years?
Tricky.
Rip Van Winkle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That beard.
Yeah.
What number is indicated by the Roman numeral D? 550 was close. Mm-hmm. She's missing a zero.
Yep.
Half a point. Mm-hmm. And who was the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Actress in 1929? This was a hard one. Mm. Janet Gaynor.
Was she related to Gloria?
Gloria Gaynor?
Yeah,
they were sisters.
Okay, good to know. Probably more related to Butterfly McQueen. Anyway. All right. Was it fun, Emery? You had a good time, right?
It was absolutely fun, and you don't really lose on this game, so I'm very happy.
Oh,
see,
well,
look at she's doing your job for you, Bob.
What'd you win today,
Emery? I think I won James Taylor tickets.
Wow!
Oh yeah, my God, this one was amazing.
Yeah, it did. Yes, Emery, you got that one right.
What's the date of the concert?
June 21st.
All right. Thanks for playing, Anne-Marie.
Oh my God.
You got it.
Oh my
the
God,
21st.
That's great.
Yeah, well, where can you get tickets, Anne-Marie?
Oh, boy.
You can win them on WRO.
Oh, she's great. Yes, Anne-Marie. You won two tickets to James Taylor. His all-star band, Fenway Park, Sunday, June 21st. Exactly right. Brandi Carlile will be there. Also, Sean Colvin. Tickets go on sale there right now at redsox.com/James Taylor. You're a lot of fun.
It's really fun. Brandi Carlile, by the way, is great. I've been listening to her in my playlist when I walk.
Really?
Yeah, it's very slow music.
Very slow. Oh, God. Yeah. She gets her heart rate up to 70.
Yeah, music, you can take it easy, too.
<Okay. laughs> All right, Emery, you're a lot of fun. Okay, I hope it was good for
great.
You. Up there in Gloucester.
Yeah,
all right. Hey, listen, play the home version of the game. It's really cool. Every day LBF posts it sometime about 9 o'clock or so with multiple choice answers to make it a little bit easier because some of them can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And see how you did at WROR.com while you're there if you want to play like Anne-Marie did. Sign up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Right there.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, all right. Hold on to it, LBF. What do you got?
All right. Why we're masochists. Is that right? Or the sadists? No, masochists.
Well, masochists.
The one who delivers the
No, that sadist delivers, masochist receives.
Okay, masochists.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Good to know.
Knew that readily, didn't he? Thanks, Bob.
Anyway.
Please move on.
Why we watch sad movies that we know will make us cry.
Yes. Why we watch, because we talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
Why, at the touch of a button. At any time, I could make you cry.
Yeah, I know. It's awful.
It is
awful.
I know.
I've revealed my kryptonite.
All I need to do is touch that button right over there, and you're crying.
Don't do it.
All right, Brian.
All right, it's NHL All-Star Weekend, and they've added a new competition to the skills event that's happening tonight.
Okay.
And one of our very own Boston Bruins is in it. So
pretty cool.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm. And a big celebrity birthday today, music icon is celebrating a birthday today. I think all of us in the room, admire this man.
Yeah.
He's going through some tough times, but we will salute him up next. All right, what do you have?
Okay, the reason that we're masochists and like to watch sad things like, I don't know, sad movies like Terms of Endearment or Grey's Anatomy or things like that when we sob and our partners walk in the room and say, why do you do this to yourself?
Right.
Well, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. It's actually, it has a psychological benefit to it.
Okay.
You experience emotions, because so it's therapeutic. It creates a sense of empathy and bonding with the characters, so you feel less isolated with your own issues.
Right.
People feel better about their own lives because you're not dead. Dealing with a similar sad situation.
No, that's this guy.
Well, well, well. Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of shape.
See, that's Keith.
That's key.
Yeah, that's good.
And crying can release oxytocin and other endorphins, which, as I said, is way better than running.
Yeah.
Sitting and crying is way better. I would take sitting and crying over running any day of the week.
But what kills me about you, LBF, is you know you're going to cry and still you'll sit there.
And still I'll sit there.
And watch it.
It's good. It feels good. It's like a massage for your face.
Well, but okay, but let's say, wow. You know, I understand like it's a movie you've never seen and it's a surprise. Like, oh my God, that was really. But you'll intentionally watch
movies.
I
will, and I'll almost like see if I won't cry, but then I end up crying every and it's sad.
Every time. Well, I could push this button
Don't do it.
Brian.
Don't do
and we
it.
Could make
do
it. But I won't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
I will not do that. Nope. Uh-oh.
So stupid. Somehow I thought when she finally did, no. That it would be a relief.
No.
All right, that's it.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it.
You're doing
I'm
it.
I'm
look,
not.
You're not crying.
I'm not good. I'm good.
There's nothing harder.
Okay.
Brian, check your eyes. They look a little wet.
Yep.
They're wet.
Like a massage for her face.
But go ahead. Massage your face.
Oh, she's crying.
I'm not crying. I'm just crying. I'm a little, it's dusty in here. Just,
no crying in radio.
That's terms of endearment, if anything. And it is endearing about you. Okay. Oh, so good.
Here, this will take your tears away, LBF.
Okay.
The NHL All-Star Game. It's All-Star Weekend this weekend. And tonight, starting at 8 o'clock on NBCSN, is the skills competition where they have, you know, all these all-stars. They really are talented what they can do with a puck. And they'll have, like, speed, the fastest skater and all this. Mm. They've added a competition this year. And our very own Pasta, David Pastrnak, will be competing in that.
Pasta? Oh, wait.
But, Pasta? Pasta? What? Carb up? Huh? What? I got to carb up from all this crying.
Yes.
So what they're going to do, I think this is like the Dude Perfect effect, because it's basically a trick shot competition. Mm-hmm. It's called the Shooting Stars. And what's going to happen is they're going to have a platform up in the stands, 30 feet above the ice,
right
behind the goal, way up in the stands. And these 10 players will have to hit targets on the ice, and it should be really cool to see what they can pull off.
Shows their skills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's kind of a little trick shot competition
fun.
They've added in this year.
Okay.
You had her at Pasta.
I know.
Yep.
And then the All-Star Game is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on NBC.
That's fun to watch.
There you go.
About 80 goals apiece.
Yeah.
No defense.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Exactly.
All right. And the last cool thing, Neil Diamond turned 79 today. Neil Diamond. He retired because he's got some health issues. Was it Parkinson's?
Yeah, it's Parkinson's.
79 years old. What would be your favorite Neil Diamond song, guys?
Well, I mean, mine is obviously Love on the Rocks.
Really? Love on the Rocks?
No, I love that one, and I love Forever in Blue Jeans.
So that's fun.
Yeah, a little slow jam and a little fast jam.
I like Longfellow Serenade.
Oh.
Right? You got to love Sweet Caroline.
Mm,
but you lost me with You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Stop it. That's the best.
He must have regrets about
No, he
you
doesn't.
Don't. Yeah.
It's
he must
one
have
of the
regrets.
Best songs ever.
No.
Wow.
You Don't Bring Me Flowers anymore?
It's a great song.
Does it make you cry?
Yeah.
You know what? I could, depending. Depending on my mood. Depending on the week, Dave Falcone.
I want to get some flowers on the way home, Dave.
Dave, get some flowers. Brian, what's yours?
I enjoy a Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. That's a good one.
I don't know
how's
this
that
song.
Go? How's that go?
It was in, what movie was it just in? It was the Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
okay.
I heard
that. How's it go?
You know, it's Love, Love, Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. Bag up the babies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
grab the old ladies. Everyone goes, because everyone knows.
No, you have a good deal, Diamond. Show.
He does
a great
deal.
Because I don't think you can sing other way.
He does a great deal,
Can you
Diamond.
Sing?
I'm a little, no,
yeah,
I can't sing at all.
Yeah, you can sing Neil Diamond.
I can't sing at all.
That is so good.
I was just singing to Bob's dog yesterday.
Yeah, you know Shiloh, my dog.
Oh,
Shiloh.
Yeah, what's that one?
Yeah, Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call you name.
Yes. I love it.
Come on.
That's so good.
Stop. Wow, I love Neil Diamond.
I can
Diamond.
Make her cry on demand.
Oh, and you can make you sing on demand.
Yeah. My best Neil Diamond moment is when I
you
went to...
You have a Neil Diamond
I
moment?
I do. When I went to the Grand Canyon. Hmm. We drove into the Grand Canyon, and I cranked up. Coming to America, you know, they're coming to America.
Yeah. How's that go?
That brought tears to my eyes, you know.
You don't know that song?
Everywhere
it's from
around the world.
All right.
They're coming to America.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I know
we're driving into
here.
The Grand Canyon.
You
it was
see what
great.
I'm doing here?
I do see what you're doing here. It's nice of you to play along.
I never heard
of it. Right. Our morning show with Bob Brunson, LB and the Brunch. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial free drive home.
There you go.
That's good.
105.7 WROR at work.
I think it's best when I have a cold.
No, that sounds good. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Brunson with LBF and Brian. National Compliment Somebody Day.
Pay me a compliment, Melvin. I need one. Quick. You have no idea how much what you just said hurt my feelings. A compliment is something nice about somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think you're going to struggle with this one. Find a compliment for the woman in Natick.
Okay.
Okay? Who was caught. Well, I don't know if she was caught in the act.
No, she was caught.
Yeah, she
was. Was she caught in the act? Okay, in Natick, 8 times since December, the owner of the Natick Outdoor Store made a very unpleasant discovery when he arrived at work. A pile of poop.
Oh, did he call the police?
Yes. Of the humankind.
Oh, God.
That's good, LBF. They finally arrested Andrea Grosser. That's her name, Grosser.
Yeah. Not the green Grosser.
No. She's from Ashland.
Putting the gross in Grosser.
What is going on with this woman? Apparently, 8 times they've found that she was leaving deposits in the store parking lot. So they were able to find her, and
well,
they arraigned her yesterday.
Yeah, they thought it was an animal.
Yeah.
But.
Not.
Get it?
Yeah.
they noticed toilet paper and other wipes, and items animals would not have access to. Captain Obvious.
Yes. It's Captain Obvious from the Native Police.
Right. Wait a minute.
Wait.
There's toilet paper. I think a bear would do
I
that.
I mean, that is, it's really hard
what
to find a compliment.
What is going on with this woman? 8 times. It wasn't, was she running?
Well,
and then
no.
She was driving.
Well, so when she appeared in court, I looked this up because I found it very interesting.
Yeah?
They had video of her. It's not like she was out running because that's happened with other serial pooping cases.
And there are many.
And there are a bunch.
They
go
have
figure.
Their spot. It happens.
They have their spot. She claims she has irritable bowel syndrome. So she would, they have video of her backing into the, parking lot of this place in her big SUV. She'd open the 2 doors, her driver's side and her passenger door to create a little, privacy.
Wings, right.
Yeah. And there you go. Boom, and drive away.
No explanation for it. She's got to be crazy.
Really?
Right? At this point?
Because if that was really true, she wouldn't pick the same spot every time and have it be so out there that you have to call the police. And also, if you have that issue, you can solve it many ways.
Stay home.
Yeah, but you know.
But even like woods. I would think woods.
Woods
would be good.
Woods, middle of a parking lot?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking an ideal spot.
What is a compliment you could
But like
give
the, her? The manager of the store actually showed up in court just to see the woman, to see if, is it somebody with a gripe with the store?
51-year-old, pillar of the community. It's she so apologized strange. To the police, said she had IBS, a disorder of large intestine, and it was an emergency.
8 times.
She was on her way to work as a nanny. But she just was
overcome. I mean,
they have
diapers there.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
At the outdoor store?
No,
so anyway.
At the nanny place.
Oh, at the nanny
place.
She was nannies. So anyway, hard to pay her a
regular.
Compliment.
Oh, that's
regular.
A compliment.
She's regular.
She's got
regular.
That. Congratulations.
Yes.
You're regular. Just stay home.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.